Hello, lovely humans. Welcome back to another episode of 12 Hop Flop, your favourite podcast with me, Floppy, your friendly neighbourhood Lop Rabbit. Today, we're diving into a topic that's close to my fluffy heart, emotional intelligence and empathy. You might be wondering, why are these topics important? Well, just like how a rabbit needs a cozy burrow, humans need emotional intelligence and empathy to build strong, happy lives. In this episode, we'll explore what emotional intelligence is, why empathy matters, and how you can cultivate these traits to hop towards a more fulfilling life. So, sit back, grab a carrot or your favourite snack, and let's hop right into it. So, what exactly is emotional intelligence? Think of it as a special skill that helps you understand and manage your own emotions while also being aware of the emotions of others. It's like having a keen sense of smell that helps you navigate the world more effectively. Emotional intelligence has several key components. First, there's self-awareness, which means recognizing your own emotions and how they affect your thoughts and behaviour. Then, there's self-regulation, the ability to control your emotions and impulses and adapt to changing circumstances. Motivation is another important aspect, where you harness your emotions to stay focused and achieve your goals. Of course, we can't forget about empathy, which is understanding and sharing the feelings of others. Lastly, social skills play a crucial role in managing relationships and moving people in desired directions. Let me share a personal anecdote to illustrate emotional intelligence. One day, my bonded partner, 8-Bit, seemed unusually quiet and withdrawn. I noticed her behaviour and felt concerned. By tuning into her emotions, I realised she was feeling anxious about a new change in our environment. Instead of getting upset or ignoring her, I nuzzled her and shared a fresh piece of carrot, helping her feel more secure and loved. This is a simple example of emotional intelligence in action. Understanding these components can help you navigate your own emotions and connect better with others. It's a valuable skill, just like finding the juiciest dandelions in a field. Now that we've hopped through the basics of emotional intelligence, let's focus on empathy. Empathy is like the soft fur of a rabbit. It's comforting, warm, and makes connections deeper and more meaningful. But what exactly is empathy? Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. It comes in different forms, like cognitive empathy, where you can understand someone else's perspective, emotional empathy, where you actually feel what the other person is feeling, and compassionate empathy, where you not only understand and feel, but also take action to help. In the animal kingdom, empathy is a powerful force. For example, rabbits like me and 8-Bit often show empathy through grooming each other. It's our way of saying, I care about you and want you to feel safe and loved. When 8-Bit is feeling down, I make sure to spend extra time grooming her to show that I'm there for her. Humans can learn a lot from this simple act of empathy. By being present and attentive to the emotions of those around you, you can create stronger bonds and foster a more compassionate world. Whether it's a friend, family member, or even a co-worker, showing empathy can make a big difference in their lives. Imagine how much kinder the world would be if everyone practiced a little more empathy every day. Now that we've explored what emotional intelligence and empathy are, let's hop into how you can build and strengthen these traits. It's like learning to dig the perfect burrow. Practice makes perfect. First, improving emotional intelligence starts with self-awareness. Take some time each day to reflect on your emotions and how they influence your thoughts and actions. Maybe keep a journal to jot down your feelings and what triggered them. This helps you understand your emotional patterns and how to manage them better. Self-regulation is another important aspect. When you feel overwhelmed, try to pause and take a few deep breaths. This can help you calm down and respond more thoughtfully rather than reacting impulsively. It's like when I thump my foot to alert my friends of danger. It's a measured response rather than a frantic one. For motivation, set small, achievable goals and celebrate your progress. This keeps you focused and driven, much like a rabbit on a mission to find the freshest greens. Keep your goals in sight and remind yourself why they matter to you. Empathy can be nurtured by actively listening to others. When someone shares their feelings with you, give them your full attention. Try to put yourself in their shoes and understand their perspective. It's like when I sense 8-Bit's mood by observing her body language and behaviour. By being attentive, you can offer better support and connection. You can also engage in activities that promote empathy, like volunteering, or simply being kind to those around you. Small acts of kindness can have a big impact. Think about how wonderful it feels when someone does something nice for you, and aim to spread that feeling to others. Remember, building emotional intelligence and empathy takes time and practice, just like learning to hop perfectly over obstacles. Keep at it, and you'll see your relationships and personal well-being flourish. Now, let's talk about how emotional intelligence and empathy can strengthen your relationships. Just like how 8-Bit and I rely on our bond to feel secure and happy, humans can use these qualities to build and maintain strong connections with others. Emotional intelligence helps you understand and manage your emotions in interactions with others. For example, when you're aware of your own feelings, you're less likely to let anger or frustration take over during a disagreement. Instead, you can express yourself calmly and listen to the other person's perspective, leading to more constructive conversations. Empathy plays a crucial role in deepening relationships. By understanding and sharing the feelings of those you care about, you create a sense of connection and trust. It's like when 8-Bit and I snuggle together. Our bond grows stronger because we're in tune with each other's emotions. Let me share a story from our Warren. One day, 8-Bit was feeling particularly stressed because of a new addition to our home, a loud, buzzing machine. I noticed her discomfort and tried to comfort her by staying close and grooming her gently. My empathy helped her feel less anxious and more secure. Similarly, in human relationships, showing empathy can reassure your loved ones that you're there for them, no matter what. For humans, fostering emotional intelligence and empathy can involve simple acts like really listening when someone is speaking, being patient and understanding during tough times, and offering support without judgment. These actions show that you value the other person's feelings and are willing to be there for them, just like how I'm always there for 8-Bit. By practicing these qualities, you can build stronger, more meaningful relationships. It's all about being present, understanding, and caring, qualities that make any relationship hop along smoothly. Emotional intelligence and empathy are not just about understanding others. They're also vital for your own personal growth. Think of them as the nourishing roots of a healthy plant. They help you grow stronger and more resilient. Emotional intelligence allows you to navigate life's challenges with grace. By being aware of your emotions and managing them effectively, you can overcome obstacles and setbacks more easily. It's like when I encounter a tricky obstacle in my path. Instead of panicking, I take a moment to assess the situation and find the best way to hop over it. Empathy, on the other hand, enriches your personal development by opening your heart to the experiences and feelings of others. This broadens your perspective and helps you grow into a more compassionate and understanding individual. It's like sharing your burrow with another rabbit. You learn to adapt and coexist harmoniously, which makes you stronger together. Let's talk about overcoming challenges. There have been times when 8-Bit and I face difficulties, like adjusting to a new environment or dealing with changes in our routine. By relying on our emotional intelligence and empathy, we supported each other and grew closer through these experiences. For humans, this might mean being kind to yourself during tough times and seeking out supportive relationships that encourage growth. Here's an inspirational story from our Warren. Once, 8-Bit was feeling down because she lost her favourite toy. I noticed her sadness and tried to cheer her up by finding a new, interesting stick to play with. My empathy helped her feel better, and we both learned that sometimes finding joy in new things can be a path to happiness. Personal growth is all about learning from your experiences and becoming a better version of yourself. By practicing emotional intelligence and empathy, you not only enhance your relationships, but also embark on a journey of self-improvement. Remember, every hop you take towards understanding yourself and others brings you closer to a more fulfilling life. As we come to the end of this episode, let's recap what we've learned about emotional intelligence and empathy. These qualities are like the sturdy whiskers on a rabbit. They help you sense and navigate the world around you more effectively. By understanding and managing your own emotions, and by being empathetic towards others, you can build stronger relationships and foster personal growth. I encourage you to practice emotional intelligence and empathy in your daily life. Take time to reflect on your emotions, be present for those around you, and show kindness whenever you can. Remember, even small acts of empathy can make a big difference. Thank you so much for joining me today on 12 Hop Flop. I hope you found this episode helpful and inspiring. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode. And don't forget to leave a comment or review. We love hearing from our wonderful listeners. Until next time, keep hopping forward with empathy and emotional intelligence. This is Floppy, signing off with a big bunny hug.